WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Commentator Maureen Corrigan reviews a lot of books about feminism for us. So when Robert Bly's new book about the men's movement, Iron John, came out, she felt compelled to read it to figure out how the other half thinks.
I've always mentally quarantined the poet Robert Bly with other literary victims of testosterone poisoning, writers like D.H. Lawrence, Jack Kerouac, and, of course, Ernest Hemingway. If you like your poetry studded with phallic symbols, Bly is your man. During the last decade, Bly has attracted lots of new fans, not because of his poetry, but because of the men's encounter groups he's been leading. Bly and his followers take men out into the woods to get in touch with the wild man within. For a few days, these men dance around fires, wave swords, yodel like Tarzan, and forget to floss. These wild man gatherings are easy to ridicule, but they also seem to address some real pain and confusion that many men feel these days. That's why Iron John is worth reading, despite its mystical glorification of the Y chromosome. In Iron John, Bly tries to do for men what Betty Friedan did for women almost 30 years ago in The Feminine Mystique. He tries to identify the problem without a name, the vague sense of unhappiness that haunts many American men. Bly says that the most repeated phrase in his men's gatherings is, "There is not enough father." In other words, men feel that their fathers were too remote. Iron John is one book that doesn't blame men's problems on an all-devouring Freudian monster mother. In fact, Bly even credits the women's movement with helping men to develop their feminine side. But he thinks lots of men have gone too far. He says the new soft male is a nice boy who pleases not only his mother, but also the young woman he is living with. In fact, he pleases everybody but himself. As a substitute for the male mentors they didn't have, Bly urges men to study fairy tales, myths, legends, the treasure trove of literature that teaches men and women how to grow up. Bly structures his own book around a psychological reading of the Grimm's Brothers' tale of Iron John. He's a hairy giant who lives underwater and eats dogs and soldiers for breakfast. A real tough guy. One day, though, Iron John befriends a boy and initiates him into the secrets of manhood, how to leave his parents, how to fight, and how to love. There's a lot I don't like about Robert Bly's book. I wince at his cryptic writing style, sentences like, "The father gives with his sperm a black overcoat around the soul." Huh? And I think he really overrates the value of fantasy stories and ancient gods as role models for modern men. In fact, Bly's wild man movement has a lot in common with the mushy, metaphysical feminism of Mary Daly. She's into goddesses and advises women to concentrate on spiritual rather than political change. But I think that Bly is onto something here about American men and their confusion about what it means to be a man these days. I just hope that the next writer who tackles this subject has more practical guidance to offer than shaggy dog stories about hairy fairies.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Robert Bly's new book, Iron John.